What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Like I said, we got our auras read in Salem, and I always go into these things with this quiet curiosity, like, is this real or is this just a really beautiful mirror? But either way, I'm open to what it might show me. So I went in first, and the way it worked was actually really simple, which made it feel even more surreal. But you sit down and you place your hand on this little sensor device, and it basically reads your energy through your palms. Then they take a photo of you while you're sitting there, and within a few minutes, it develops into this image with all the colors layered around your body. And the whole thing felt very calm, very intentional. Hello, hello, magical friends, yomis. Welcome back to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. And welcome to a little Witchy Wednesday moment. So if you listen to Monday's episode, you know Jordan and I just got back from Boston. And of course, we had to stay in Salem for a few nights to pique my curiosity. I've always wanted to go there. And ooh, we leaned into it, we explored, we learned about the history, we picked out crystals we were drawn to, and also other tools like pendulums or other things that he liked. And I gotta say that one of our favorite parts was definitely when we got our auras read. Very cool. It was actually Jordan's first time ever doing anything like that as far as the reading. He's never had a reading, which made it so fun to witness, so fun. And there's just something about seeing your energy reflected back to you in color, right? And of course, as someone who is pretty self-assured and knows herself and understands auras already a bit, I was curious, okay, how accurate, how spot on is this machine, is this device? I'm just curious. And I would say that it was pretty spot on, read me pretty well. It feels very validating. And you know, it's a little mysterious, but it's just so interesting. Ooh, I have chills thinking about it because it was such a cool moment. We went to Ascend in Salem. That was the name of the shop. It was wonderful. Anyway, today I want to talk about auras and what they are, what the colors generally mean, and also how I personally like to think of them in a way that feels grounded and not overwhelming and not dogmatic, just another lens to understand yourself. But first, of course, tarot poll. So I pulled the star, which felt very synchronistic. I mean, this is just a gentle, reassuring energy, right? It's about hope and renewal and coming back to yourself, especially after a period of questioning or heaviness. And you know, those moments when you're lying awake at night and you're thinking about your life and you're wondering what could have happened or if you're behind, and then something soft within you whispers that, no, you're not behind, you're becoming, like we talked about on Monday. So that's why this is a synchronistic one. I mean, it just reminds us that not everything is meant to be rushed or forced, and some things are meant to unfold quietly in their own timing. So if you've been in a season of comparison or wondering why your life doesn't look the way you thought it would by now, then this is your permission to soften and to trust your own timeline, and also to believe that where you are right now is still leading you somewhere meaningful. There's a quiet realignment happening for a lot of us. It's not loud and it's not dramatic, but it's deeply transformative. And so this card is just our little reminder that we're allowed to move gently through it and still get exactly where we're meant to go. Anyway, let's talk auras. So at its core, an aura is thought of as an energetic field that surrounds your body. It's like your emotional and energetic atmosphere. And so some people describe it as light, some as vibration, some as color. But however you see it, however you describe it, it's essentially a reflection of what's happening within you. So your emotions, your thoughts, your energy. And it's not fixed. It shifts. It evolves. We shift. We all evolve, right? So it responds to what you're going through. So your aura isn't something you have to figure out or get right, or that this is permanent. It's more like a snapshot, right? It's a reflection of what's alive in you right now. And I personally like to think of it as a poetic way of understanding your energy. So anyway, with that said, let's go deeper into the colors. And instead of thinking of them as labels or anything, I want you to think of them as states of being, almost like different emotional or energetic seasons that you just simply move through. So if you see, we'll do Roy Dubiv, right? If you see red, that is the energy of being alive, right? Red is your life force. It's your body. It's your sense of safety and your ability to take action and move forward. And so when red is strong, it can feel like grounded and present and decisive and physically engaged in your life. And so this is, I'm here, I'm doing, I'm moving. But red can also show up when you're under pressure or when you're in survival mode or stress or just trying to keep everything together. So red isn't something to judge. It's something to notice. Like, do I feel safe in my life right now? And then orange, this is the energy of feeling and expression, right? Orange is movement, it's emotion, it's creativity, it's expression. This is the energy of wanting to feel your life, wanting to create, wanting to connect. And so people with strong orange energy tend to feel things deeply, right? They tend to express themselves openly and be drawn to art and experience and connection. But when orange is out of balance, it can look like emotional overwhelm and instability and seeking validation outside of yourself. So orange, it will gently ask, am I expressing who I am or trying to be seen as something? And then yellow is your sense of self. So your confidence, your inner voice, your identity. It's bright, it's curious, it's thoughtful energy. And people with strong yellow often reflect deeply and they think a lot and have a strong inner world. And while yellow is often associated with joy, it's really more about alignment, feeling like yourself. So when yellow is off, it can show up as overthinking or self-doubt or needing reassurance. So yellow asks, do I trust who I am? Then green, this is the energy of the heart and growth. And so green is heart energy. It's love, but not in a perfect way, in a real evolving human way. And this is the energy of healing and compassion and growth. And people with green energy are often empathetic and nurturing and in the middle of becoming something new, because green is growth and growth is not always comfortable. So green asks, am I open or am I protecting my heart? And then pink, the energy of softness and love. Pink is gentle. It's open-hearted and tender and deeply feeling. This is compassion, emotional softness, romantic, nurturing energy. Pink energy often shows up in people who lead with love and want connection and see the good in others. It can also slip into overgiving, people-pleasing, losing yourself in others. So pink asks, am I loving others while still honoring myself? Then blue. If you see blue, this is the energy of truth and communication. Blue is your voice, your truth, your ability to express what's inside you. It's calm and intuitive and emotionally aware. People with strong blue energy value honesty. They feel deeply and they communicate thoughtfully. But when blue is blocked, it can look like holding things in, fear of speaking up, suppressing emotions. So blue asks, am I speaking my truth or keeping it inside? Then purple, violet, the energy of intuition and awareness. Purple is your inner knowing, your connection to something deeper than logic. And this is the energy of insight and reflection and spiritual awareness. People with strong purple energy often trust their instincts and feel guided and spend a lot of time in thought or reflection. But when ungrounded, if it's ungrounded, it can become escapism, confusion, disconnect from reality. So Purple asks, am I grounded in what I feel or drifting away from myself? And then if you see a white or gold, that is the energy of openness and transition. So white or gold energy feels expansive. It's clear, it's open, it's unattached. It can show up as peace and clarity and spiritual openness, but also as a transition, like you're shedding something, like you're in between versions of yourself. So white or gold asks, am I allowing myself to change even if I don't know what's next yet? And the most important thing I'd say is you're not one color and you are not fixed. Your energy shifts based on what you're moving through and what you're healing and what you're stepping into. So instead of asking, what is my aura? Maybe ask, what energy am I in right now? Because that's where the real insight is. And sometimes in aura photos, so I'll talk about Jordan and my photo and what we saw, and I'm still thinking about posting it. Maybe if I do, it'll be on Substack. We'll see. But sometimes in aura photos, you'll see what people call a spirit guide, right? Which might show up as a color or energy that feels slightly separate from the rest of your aura. And whether that's something external or just a higher, more intuitive part of yourself, you know, whatever you might connect it with, I think what's interesting is the feeling of it, right? It's like there's a perspective around you that's a little calmer and a little more knowing, right? Almost like a reminder that you're not navigating everything alone in life. So whatever you believe when it comes to spirit guides, maybe it's something external like ancestors or energy, or maybe you see it as your intuition or higher self. I just think what matters most is the feeling of guidance, right? And that quiet sense that you're not completely alone in your decisions. And so that's something within you or around you, and it's gently leading you. And my spirit guide showed up strong in my aura photos, which was pretty cool. Friends, I need to tell you something that Jordan and I have been seriously talking about for the summer. We live in Utah, right? And Utah is a great place for outdoorsy people. And so we've been looking at doing an RV trip. You know, we're not planning on buying an RV and changing our entire lifestyle or anything, just renting one for the summer through Outdoorsy. So if you haven't heard of it, Outdoorsy is basically the most trusted RV rental marketplace in the US, which means you can rent an RV or camper without owning one. And what I didn't realize is how easy it actually is. You literally, step one, search for a rig near you, then two, book it with insurance and roadside assistance included, and then three, either drive it yourself, tow it, or have it delivered and fully set up for you. Like, you can just show up and it's ready. And for summer 2026, this is kind of genius. Between the huge international soccer tournament coming to North America, America's 250th anniversary celebrations, and the 100th anniversary of Route 66, hotels are going to be wild. An RV lets you stay close to the action, or honestly, just closer to nature, closer to the river and the trailhead and to the beach, closer to the quiet. As a dog mom, the idea of bringing the boys without worrying about pet fees or weird hotel rules, that sounds great for me. Sounds dreamy. So Outdoorsy has thousands of rigs nationwide, from cute camper vans to full family-sized motorhomes, and they include comprehensive insurance, 24/7 support, and roadside assistance, so it doesn't feel risky. It actually feels freeing. So if you want to turn the drive into the vacation this summer, go check it out and use promo code MAGIC to have all service fees removed from your 2026 booking. That's kind of major. I'll link everything in the show notes so you can explore. Maybe we'll see each other on the road. Anyway, something else that I think is really important and honestly so fascinating is that it's not just what color shows up, it's where it shows up. Because the location of the color can tell you just as much as the color itself. If a color is really strong as well, so let's think of your aura photo. You take your photo, or someone's reading your energy. If a color is really strong around your heart or chest area, that's usually tied up to your emotional world, your relationships, your openness, your capacity to give and receive love. So if you see something like green or pink there, for example, that might point to your heart being really active, whether that's healing or opening or even protecting itself. And then if the color is more around your head or crown area, that's more mental, intuitive, or spiritual energy. So the blues, the purples, the whites up there, they can reflect intuition and thought patterns and connection to something beyond the physical. And so it's like what's happening in your inner world. And if the color is really strong around your lower body or close to your physical form, that tends to be more grounding energy, right? So the reds, oranges, this is your sense of safety, your body, your presence in the physical world, and how here you feel in your life. And then something that I personally love noticing is what's happening on the outer edges of the aura, because that can reflect how you're interacting with the world. And so if it feels really expanded and soft outward, that can be openness or receptivity or connection. Or if it feels tighter or denser, closer in, that can sometimes mean that you're protecting your energy or pulling inward or just needing space. And again, none of this is something to overanalyze or judge. It's just information. It's like your energy gently saying, here's what's active right now. You could probably do a new aura read all the time. And so anyway, I think this is where it gets really interesting, because it's one thing to understand these colors conceptually, and it's another thing to actually see them reflected back to you. Okay, so I have to tell you about something that felt a little magical, obviously. And yeah, like I said, we got our auras read in Salem. And I always go into these things with this quiet curiosity, like, is this real or is this just a really beautiful mirror? But either way, I'm open to what it might show me. So I went in first, and the way it worked was actually really simple, which made it feel even more surreal. But you sit down and you place your hand on this little sensor device, and it basically reads your energy through your palms. Then they take a photo of you while you're sitting there, and within a few minutes, it develops into this image with all the colors layered around your body. And the whole thing felt very calm, very intentional, like part science and part symbolism and part just letting yourself be seen in a different way. And so when I looked at mine, the first thing I noticed was this really strong red and orange energy around me. And then a lot of blue and purple above my crown with three white dots, spirit guides, and this bright, bright yellow with some greenish and orangish right in my center. And I just kind of paused because it actually made so much sense. The red and orange, I mean, felt very alive and grounded and very in my body, very much in this phase of doing and creating and moving and figuring things out in real time. And then that yellow in my center, I mean, it's like this little light, it's little joy, it's self, it's identity, knowing. And it made me think about how even in seasons where I feel like I'm questioning things or evolving or shedding parts of myself, there's still this core part of me that feels steady, right? And it feels like me. And the aura reader was like, okay, so you're very creative and very curious. Crazy she'd use those terms. Very intuitive. And you have this childlike heart, like a Peter Pan energy. And that part, I mean, I remember kind of nodding and smiling, the Peter Pan stuff. Internally being like, I don't know, is that me? Because I feel very much like a woman, but whatever. Anyway, even if the Peter Pan part of it didn't fully resonate, what did resonate was this idea of being curious and the creative part and still wanting to explore and to feel and to create and to not become too hardened by the world. And so she also said something that made me pause. She said that I'm here to help people on their spiritual journeys. Maybe that was the blue and violet that's above my crown. I was like, huh, okay. At this moment, like, where are you seeing that? I wish I asked. And then, of course, I thought about this podcast and was like, yeah, this does feel like part of my purpose. So makes sense. I didn't tell her that and didn't tell her about the podcast, but I was just thinking that makes sense. Anyway, I was thinking about how much I love having these conversations about meaning and life and growth and energy and perspective. And so, yeah, that definitely resonated. And there was a lot more beautiful things and it was very grounded. Again, I might post because I'm curious what you guys might see in it. But I'm thinking on that. And then, of course, I would need Jordan's permission for his. And his aura, I would say, was so him. It had this really strong red energy, very grounded, very steady. But then there was this blue and purple around his head. And it immediately felt like that's exactly it, right? Because he's so rooted in the real world. He's so present. He's so reliable. He's so grounded in action. But also, he's very deep and thoughtful and deeply, deeply intuitive. And He's always observing and processing and understanding things on a level. He just knows, like he can read people. And so the aura reader was funny because she kind of lit up when she saw his. And also we were talking about his chart and she was excited because her chart was similar to her. And so she's like, you could literally sit in my seat one day because she basically said he's very psychic, which I already knew. I've seen how intuitive he is and how he just reads people where he can kind of see the truth in them right away. And he's always so spot on that it's almost eerie, but it makes a lot of sense. And he is, like I said, very psychic. And if he wanted to, he could definitely talk to spirits if he felt like it, if he wants to open himself, but he has not wanted to open that part of himself yet fully. And so anyway, when she was saying all this, we both kind of looked at each other like, yeah, we know, like that door is there. He just hasn't wanted to walk through it yet. He even said he's afraid to open the floodgates a bit, and she gave him some advice on that, and we'll see if he feels up. But anyway, I kind of respect that because not everything needs to be opened all at once, right? Then we took one together where I had one hand on a sensor, he had his hand on the other sensor, and this one really got me because instead of all the reds and intensity, it softened into these greens and blues and purples and some pink. And you can see at our heart there's a green and a pink, which is really sweet. But yeah, a lot of green, a lot of blues, a lot of purples. I'm looking at it right now, it's so beautiful. And she said that we're really harmonious together and that he doesn't trust easily, but he knows that he can lean on me and that I'll always show up for him. And that felt really sweet. And vice versa, of course. And you know, he's a protector for me, which is so true. She said that we've known each other before, like past lives, that kind of thing. Yeah, there's something about certain connections that just feel familiar, right? Obviously, I've known him since high school. We dated in high school, but she means even before this life. So totally resonates. And like you didn't have to learn each other from scratch. And what I loved most looking at that photo was just how different our individual energies are, like how much they softened when we came together. And mine felt more expressive and warm and outward, and his felt grounded and steady and anchoring. And together it became something more heart-centered and more calm and balanced. And I think that's the part that stayed with me the most, not the labels and not even the colors, but the reflection, because I don't look at this and think, oh, this is exactly who we are forever, right? I just look at it like this is the energy that we're holding right now. And there's something really comforting about that because it just means that you're allowed to change and you're allowed to evolve and you're allowed to move through different colors in your own life. And so, yeah, maybe the question isn't, are auras real, right? Maybe it's, what do you see when something reflects you back to yourself, and if you're willing to listen to it even just a little bit. So you don't need a reader to connect with your energy. You don't have to pay for these sensors. They're not super cheap or anything. I mean, you already feel it, and maybe some of you can see it. Maybe some of you have the beautiful gift of being able to see people's auras around you. But you know, when you walk into a room and someone feels heavy or light or warm, that's energy, right? That's aura. It's a very grounded sense. So if you're curious about your own, then maybe just ask yourself, what energy have I been carrying lately? Or do I feel open or do I feel closed? Do I feel grounded or scattered? Or a little bit of both in certain areas in life? Or do I feel expressive right now, or am I a little quiet? You can even ask, if my energy had a color today, what would it be? And just notice what comes up. And at the end of the day, I don't think auras are about labeling yourself or putting yourself in a box. They're truly just about awareness and about your season right now, because your energy is always shifting. You're always evolving. So instead of asking, like, what is my aura permanently? Because why would you ask that? We don't have permanent auras. But maybe the better question is, what is my energy asking for right now? Because you're not meant to stay one color forever. You're meant to move and to expand and to change. So whether you fully believe in auras or you just like the idea of them, I think they can be a really beautiful tool for reflection and a way to tune into yourself, or a way to notice your energy instead of ignoring it. And maybe even a way to soften into who you are right now. Anyway, with all that being said, Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I'm curious what you thought of it, so feel free to reach out to me on Substack or Instagram. My username is Raquel Mantra, RAQUELLEMANTRA. If you have an aura photo you want to send, feel free to send it. And also, I'm thinking about posting all three photos, if not maybe just mine. We'll see. Maybe that'll be next week, and I don't know what platform yet, but I'm just curious what people's thoughts are. But they do feel so personal, right? I mean, it truly is. It's our energy and our spirit. It feels very powerful to put out there as well. Anyway, with all that being said, I will connect with you Monday. Stay curious, stay open. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your magic.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.